Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, June the 19th, 2026. Last Friday in the season of spring. What is it? Summer comes up on Sunday. How about that? Right around the corner. Callers, stay with me there. 13 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Let's go to the phone calls here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Scott, can you explain the dumpster and the camera situation? Because I don't know anything about it. I just happened to turn you on. And I'm trying to find out before I get outside and do stuff.
No. Well, it's good to hear your voice. Glad you're listening this morning. What happened was, with the dumpsters,
are you on the air now?
We're on the air, but I'm going to explain it to you here.
Okay.
Because some people might not know as well. What happened with the dumpsters was city dumpsters were being delivered to residents of the city for $50, which is awful cheap to get a dumpster and haul away stuff that you don't want there. Well, it was found out last Saturday, I believe, that this was being done. And when it was brought to people's attention, the administration said, well, this was available to anybody, even though we never told anybody that it was available to anybody. And then when they were asked about it on Monday, they said, essentially, we don't know when it started, but we can't make it available to people at this price, and we can't continue it this way. So the question is, when did this start? Why did it start? And why is it no longer available to the public if it was?
Well, because I can use one.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way, yeah.
Yeah, because, well, goodness. And what about these cameras?
Well, the cameras are those cameras you see on the side of a lot of streets in Marion. Now, they're supposed to be license plate readers, and that's what the flock people say. They were supposed to go away either in May or June because the city and the county does not have the money to fund them anymore. But we found out yesterday that the sheriff's department has got a grant to cover $8,000 of the $10,000 a year that it costs to operate those cameras. And then the question is, where are they going to get the other $2,000 to fund them? We don't know yet. And should they still be there? Because a lot of people feel they're doing more than just reading license plates, that they're videotaping a lot of stuff that's going on around them, and that they have sound as well. The police department says, no, that's not happening. The citizen says, yes, it is. And that's the story on the flock cameras.
So is that just in the city, or does the county have them too?
The county has them too.
I was going to say, because the driving in Marion is terrible. Of all the surrounding cities, you go to them, you don't have this. They go through the lights. Then you have to sit there and wait till they go through it, especially over by Rockies and down on State Street and James. I've never seen such driving, not in my life, and things. But I've just never seen anything like this. You go to Bucyrus and stuff, other little towns and things, you don't see this.
No, it's different. So how do you feel about the flock cameras?
I don't care. If it does good stuff, it doesn't bother me as long as it does good, because people can do so much anymore. I mean, it's just not like, you know, scamming and all this stuff. There's just like hundreds of things going on, and you just can't keep up with it. And anything that helps, I don't care. I mean, if they catch me doing something wrong, that's fine.
Right.
And stuff. And then, so stuff like that doesn't bother me.
And how
I don't care if they put a policeman on every corner or something. If it helps with the crime, do it.
How do you feel about the dumpster thing?
Well, I wish I knew, because out on New Hampshire, I forget what I had to pay years ago. I don't know if it was $800 or what. And I could use one here in town, and if I'd known that, I would have been using it and stuff. But see, I don't get the paper anymore either, and I haven't listened to you the last couple of years hardly any, because I got so much stuff to do and things. So I'm just waiting today, and I just turned you on and everything. So I don't get the paper, and I probably know no news. So
well, I'm glad you're back with us this morning, and hopefully you visit back with us more often here.
Yeah, I'm going to be out in that yard pretty soon and doing stuff there and everything. So I thought I turned you on. So
well, thanks.
Anyway, thanks for all the listening.
Hey, well, I'm glad to hear it. Hey, good to hear you.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye. One of our longtime listeners out there, Judy, and we're glad a lot of people have asked about Judy, and I'm glad she's back. It was good to hear her voice.
Yeah.
So, Judy, stay with us more often. We're always glad to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. We love the devoted listeners who stay years and years at a time. Let's see here. And, again, the phone lines are open if you want to comment on any of this stuff. Do want to mention the Bobby Floyd Trio, hosted by Shauna McNamara, featuring artist LaCosta Mays, comedian Cameron Steele, coming up this Saturday at the May Pavilion at the Palace Theater. Doors open at 6 p.m. Silent auction, 50-50 drawing, general admission $40 this Saturday, June the 20th, 6 p.m., Bobby Floyd, Marion's only native-born Grammy winner. That is worth the while. Red, White, and You Weekend, America 250, coming up in July here in Marion. Thursday, July the 16th, 4:30 p.m., Downtown's Third Thursday goes Red, White, and Blue. Friday, July the 17th, 3 p.m., Etowah's Grand Homecoming. Not sure where that is or what it is, but there it is, 3 p.m. on Friday the 17th. 4 p.m. on Friday the 17th of July, Homecoming Picnic at the Harding Library and Museum. Saturday, July the 18th, 10:30 a.m., Wreath Laying Ceremony at the Harding Memorial. 12 p.m., OHIO, What a Celebration, Birthday Block Party at the Exploratorium. And 7:30 that night, Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives at the Palace Theater. Hey, there's country music. If that ain't country, I don't know what is. On Saturday night, July the 18th at the Palace Theater. Sunday, July the 19th, 2 p.m., Old Fashioned Ice Cream Social at the Women's Club Home. And 7 p.m. on July the 19th, concert in McKinley Park with United in Harmony at McKinley Park. So, there you are. That's your community calendar. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, well, the conversation this morning is flock cameras and dumpsters. This is where we are. Anybody have any more thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. Matt, any thoughts after the calls in hour number one?
I mean, basically the same thing. I mean, I can just basically repeat what I said in the hour number one.
Well, don't do that because we got a call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, it's me back again. You always said, ever since I've heard your show, if you want to know anything, call us. So, there's one thing I want to know. Judy, the last caller, she said there's so many things going on and everything. She's correct. And she might be in the age group that I am. When I said I've been around a while about that Evans Quarry, I've been around 85 years, and it's been there longer than that. But getting back to the subject, I want to know, you have all the devices and everything and can whip the mic up and tell me, what is Juneteenth stand for? The offices are closed uptown, so... it's a holiday or...
it is a holiday.
What is that word? You're going to have to help me because I heard you talking the other day about the church with all the letters, and the caller come and explain that to what it stood for. So you're going to have a new dictionary and stuff with all the call letters in it. It's like SOS and stuff like that, but that was back in... of my younger day, and I knew that Save Our Ship, and oh boy, aren't I smart remembering that one. And or that could be S out of luck, you know, those letters. So we're going to be in a society here before long that you're going to have to know all the letters, aren't you, Scott?
Well, isn't SOS one of my least favorite things? Isn't that a type of gravy?
Oh, Yeah, on
you know
the
what I'm talking about. And I'll tell you what, that's exactly what it is. You got that right. That's exactly what that type of gravy is.
But how did you know that if you didn't try it? Now, you give yourself up making a statement about something, but you haven't tried the on a shingle.
No, I've tried it, and that's why I know what it is.
Yeah. It has a different odor to it, doesn't it, Scott?
Oh, it certainly does. Wafting down the hallway. It
Get
comes
back
from...
to that. Can you give me that?
Yes, Matt's going to give it to you here.
The subject, but kind of work on that. We got 5 hours or something like that. Kind of find out what that holiday is today, or no, maybe not a holiday, but I saw it on the calendar in print, and I was going down there. Flag Day is our oldest son's birthday. He was born in the year of 63, and he's 63 years old.
Perfect. Matt, what's Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is a national holiday that celebrates, like, the end of slavery.
End of slavery.
End of what?
The end of slavery.
Oh, the end of slavery. Okay. Well, I think they're wrong there, because I've been a slave for 63 years of marriage. You know
because,
what I mean?
Because you've been being fed that SOS, right?
Well, everything like that. Yeah, I've been abused, though. Come on.
That would be considered abuse, I'll tell you that.
Well, slavery was a terrible thing, but it has not gone away very much if you really document everything that's gone on. I think there's been a leaders and stuff that told you what to do, when to do, and how to do it, and that's in the workplace. You think that you aren't told what to do, and I think you, still working, are told what to do, aren't you, Scott?
Yeah, whether I listen is debatable.
Yeah, well, there you go. You changed the subject and the wording there. But you didn't answer the question. Yeah, you're told what to do, when to do, and how to do it. Anytime you're working and receiving money, somebody's ahead of it and doing it. So, yeah, a lot of those words, you know, are bywords. I'll enjoy listening to others, and I'd like to chime in every once in a while.
And
thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
You're doing a we're going to have a holiday for you, Matt, a holiday for on time. That don't hurt your feelings when people say, because this is my opinion, I'm going to get it off my chest. You probably aren't receiving a dime for your all the things you do, and you've done a hell of a lot of things since you've been hooked up with Scott Spear's show.
Multimillionaire.
And, there you go.
Multimillionaire.
Well, that's why we don't like you sometimes. did you say a M or a B?
B sounds better. I'll go multi-billionaire. Why not?
Okay, and I'll close with this. You know, the cameras, that's a big joke anymore. We spent a lot of money here lately in the years that I've been married about cameras. We always had cameras around little kid, but we never had much. My mom and dad wouldn't let me snap shots like they do today, but because they're already developed. But, you know, the cameras, artificial intelligence. Now, when they can take something off of one human being and put it on another human being, and everybody said, well, there you go. He is a she is a he. Now, that's getting pretty tough. And when you're relying on a camera to track somebody down, they done it because they said it here on your show just this morning. For that young 10-year-old that they tracked it down. So I wouldn't swap the camera thing around too much, but if it's doing good and it can prove its value to what the public pays or what they have to pay for it to bring somebody to justice for some terrible thing that they've done, why, that's good. Goodbye.
Thank you. And I think that's a lot of people's opinion, as Judy and Ted have both elucidated this morning, is that if it is helping, what's the problem?
I think it would do
Here
a lot of
comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we didn't get no answer on that yesterday, did we?
Well, Matt just gave his answer. You can give yours.
Well, we didn't get nothing yesterday.
About Juneteenth?
June 19th, the reason why we celebrate that is that was the last time that the Union soldiers had to set the slaves free, and it was in Galveston, Texas. It was June 19th, 1865.
You know what? Are the banks closed today? Now, the mail won't run because it's a federal holiday. Schools are already out, so that's kind of a moot point.
I bet your banks are closed.
I don't know. Fridays, they don't like to close on a Friday.
I'll have to call my bank and see what...
Yeah, somebody find out if the banks are closed today. I know the mail won't run. I know that school... Well, schools are obviously out. And I know that office buildings will be closed, like city, state, and local. But I don't know... or national, I should. City, state, and federal. But I don't know if banks are closed today.
Well, the banks would have to pay their employees, and that would cost them.
But it's Friday. People get paid on Friday.
Yeah.
Find out if the banks are open.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-994. Has anybody been driving around this morning? Have the banks been open? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We'd love to hear. But there's another elucidation of Juneteenth. Apparently Galveston, Texas, the last place that slavery happened, right?
Apparently, yeah.
There you go. You get all the information here. 740-383-9944. We're talking... flock cameras, dumpsters, all kinds of things here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, the other caller, he has a couple years on me. I'll be 83 in like 3 months.
Okay, got so just
a
few.
A little bit on me. But, yeah, I went through the bank yesterday, and they always post that, and I didn't see it on the drive-through.
Yeah, I don't think so the banks are closed today.
Always before, they were. They would have a date up at, was it the 19th? I don't know when that date is. But yesterday when I went through, there wasn't any sign up unless they forgot to put it up or something.
Yeah, I think when it's on a Friday, I think the banks tend not to close even when it is a federal holiday.
And another thing I have is I see those birds around town, you know, the birds they... statues.
Oh, the cardinals.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody's throwing paint on those. And then I see all the flowers around, and that they're on that tractor watering all these flowers. Why wouldn't they do artificial? I'm a pretty pigeon person. And they could use them again. One thing I have is when your trash is out, and you have those plastic trash things, and it's windy, they're all blowing in the road. Why don't they fix something, you know, in front of by your sidewalk, you have that green space between that and the road. Why don't they fix something in the city where people can put their, you know, trash down in it? Because my son's on the, over here on the west side, and there's raccoons and possums, and I've never seen groundhogs, so many squirrels. They, you know, get in them where they have, like a container where you can put a couple of trash things, you know, and the wind can't blow them, and they won't fall over in the road or on the sidewalk, people can't walk. Why don't they do stuff like that instead of, a bird or two's fine and a few flowers, but they just don't seem to do anything to really improve the city, you know what I mean, for the people?
Well, I think it's the reason they want to use fresh flowers is people have a thing about fresh flowers, and I think it's a lot of the funeral or grave sites, excuse me, do not allow you to use artificial because they're afraid they'll fade and they're hard to mow around and things like that. I would guess that's the reason. I don't know for sure, but I think that's probably the reason.
Because I don't know much about flowers, but unless I've seen them water them, I would think they would be artificial, because I'm not up close and looking, and I never was really into flowers. So.
No, I think the ones downtown are real, because I think they got a...
I know they are, because I see them, like, every other day or something watering, and we've had all this rain, and it's like, why are you paying somebody to go around and water all these flowers and stuff when you can, you know, put up something that artificial or something else? What did they find out about? Was it $8 million or something's missing? I after that time, I haven't listened to you till now again.
Well, what happened? The city, we're just waiting to hear back from the state. If they're we submitted a plan to the state to try to help our financial problems, and if it goes well, then we'll follow that plan, and if it doesn't go well, there's a chance the state could come in and take us over. But essentially, where they think that money went is the city has overspent. The city has been spending more money than they were bringing in. They were passing budgets every year that were too much. And we did do a lot of things recently under the new administration with Collins, like wrap the buses and run the buses at night. And we had that party down at Lincoln Park that cost $10,000, I think. So there were things...
When did they have that? When did they have that party?
That would have been last summer, I believe.
Oh, see, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. So I think a lot of this stuff, but also I should say that Schertzer passed budgets as well that were more than the city was bringing in. And if you do that for a number of years, you're gonna. It's not that the city. Here's what it was: an accounting error because of the issues with the auditor. We thought we had more money than we did. And turns out we didn't have that money because we were spending too much. The city's got a spending problem. And that's why your sanitation rates are going up, your storm sewer's going up, the bus rates are going up, recycling's been canceled, will be eliminated at the end of this month. That's why...
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear.
Yep.
Oh, I could have a lot for that. That's what I said. Nobody's watching. And all the stealing, like that Medicaid and Medicare, billions of dollars, it just kind of makes you sick because you could really lower that. People would have a chance to get houses and stuff. Nobody's watching this country at all. And when I was growing up, if I'm not mistaken, it said the United States would be taken over and a single shot wouldn't be fired. And I believe it. I cannot believe the way this country's going, which I'll be 83. And when I was growing up, we could walk the town, a small town, and, you know, nobody got shot. And now... when I worked in Columbus at OSU for 4 years, I would be, you know, went to a dance studio and get off at 11 at night, walk from the Gay Street down the High Street, take the bus back up north and stuff. And I never even worried about it. And now I'd be afraid to get gas down there. Somebody's going to shoot me or chop my head off or stab me or something. I was never a person to be afraid. I was never, you know, like here in Marion, but Columbus, it was just like they need to get those mental places back, because when you see somebody 20, 30, 50 times and they're doing this stuff, stabbing people and all this stuff, they need to get those back. But the drugs are so rampant over here, I don't think they'll ever get them under control now. It's money-making somehow, and people's just going to do it. It's just like this country. We're going to be, do they call it a banana country or something? We're going to be like all these other countries. We can't go help anybody else because we're going to be worse than them.
Well, and by
I just can't believe it. I mean, you know, I'm from a real small town. And, and stuff. It's just, I just can't get over this. All this stuff is gone. It's like if you come over here, you know, and you want to be a U.S. citizen, leave that country how they run their country. You know, they want to come over here and change our country like their country was run. To me, stay over in your country and help that country. They'll come over here and try to change everything over here. You know, people weren't that dissatisfied, but now it's just so many different groups and so much. It's just chaos, and I don't like chaos. I like things nice and calm. And to me, this world, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I tell you, just in the city alone right now, we've got a lot of chaos. But now, stay with us this morning. You learn things like recycling's going away. That's why you got to listen.
Yeah, I didn't know about that part because, well, the marriage time, I'd have to go out in the yard and hunt for it. There was nothing in it. And if it was blown over the neighbor's yard, I was afraid to get it, you know, and stuff. And I called him so many times, and I thought, there's nothing in this thing. I'm just going to... you know, quit getting.
That's right, and we're right in your house free every morning. You don't have to go out in the yard and look for us.
I wish you were on the radio. I would take you outside.
Well, you can take us out on your phone.
No, I have a dumb phone. I don't do anything smart. I keyed it up. I worked for Cable 21 years. King, but a smartphone, I would have no interest in.
Well, tell you what, just
stuff up.
Just so. Turn the volume up on your television real loud and leave the doors open.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
All right. 740-383-9944. You got to get creative. Good to hear Judy this morning. Judy's been with us a long time, back in the old days. 740-383-9944. Yeah, I know, don't even try to. Here it comes. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, Pillar Credit Union, they're closed.
Yeah, so they are closed. The banks are closed. That's what
they're closed. I imagine they're all closed.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't think they'd close on a Friday, but
national holiday.
Yeah, but when I worked in the banking system, like if Christmas Eve or something was on a Friday, oh no, we had to be open.
At least part time or. Maybe close a little early sometimes.
Yeah, did you have special hours or something?
I don't remember.
Man, you don't. What do you mean? You don't remember going home early?
It was Christmas Eve. I probably didn't work it to begin with. I said, you guys can come in. I'm not coming in.
Well, a lot of people are going to be surprised when they go to the bank today.
So the banks are closed. The mail won't run. The city, state, and federal office buildings all will be closed. So everybody's home today.
But there's a lot of traffic been going by.
Well, people are going to the beach.
Well, that's true, too.
There you go. Hey, thanks.
Yep.
All right, so the banks are closed today, so don't go. Try to go to the bank today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The banks are all closed up. Darn it.
Well,
3 days. Well, I wonder if they'll have to come in tomorrow. I bet they'll have to come in for that little short shift on Saturday. Poor people don't get a three-day weekend. Timing's everything. Dumpsters or flock cameras or recycling.
You know most recycling doesn't get recycled.
Oh, you're on that.
But it's true.
Most of the
aluminum gets recycled because aluminum has like an infinite lifespan.
People like to hear that recycling is happening.
It happens, but like, you know, like 90-something percent of it gets burned.
Now, I don't know if Pastor Craig is out there listening this morning, but did you hear about this Iran deal? Holy mackerel. $300 billion we're going to give Iran.
Only took us, $500 billion. The war was probably $200 billion itself.
Yeah, but by the way, there's not a thing in the plan about them not being able to develop a nuclear weapon. Not a thing.
Where is this plan at? I gotta read it.
There's a 14-point plan that's been released. And I don't understand any of this. I don't understand. Now, Obama gave him $1.7 billion, and everybody thought he was the stupidest guy in the world for doing that, so they would not develop a nuclear weapon. And now we're giving him $300 billion after we've spent trillions on a war.
Supposedly, they're supposed to use it to, like, rebuild all the oil things that were destroyed and the.
Yeah, but do you know what the GDP? Do you know what the GDP of Iran is?
No.
About $300 billion. We just doubled the size of Iran.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, oh, is it? The biggest terrorist state.
I think we sponsor terrorism just as much as Iran. I think we just get away with it.
We not only sponsor terrorism, we doubled it.
Well,
we just called them the most dangerous spot on Earth, so much so that we had to go to war with them, and now we've doubled their size.
I think that we also use a lot of state-funded terrorism. We just don't get caught.
They don't like us, and they don't, and that's why Israel's ticked. Because now Israel's not so much a fan of ours, because we just gave them a boatload of money.
I don't remember how it went down, but we funded communist China at one
point. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Obama released $1.7 billion of their own money that had been...
he didn't give them America. You're right.
Right. He didn't give them tax dollars. He didn't give them our tax dollars. You know, Trump was giving, you know, we went over there and obliterated their whole nuclear system before the war, long before the war.
Not obliterated.
Then we spent the billions and billions, $70 billion, $80 billion, whatever it was, on the war.
Probably about
200. And then now we're giving them $300 billion to rebuild.
And coincidentally, there is nothing in the plan that says they have to dismantle their nuclear weapons.
Well, can't fix stupid, man, you know? I mean...
Well, and also, by the way, not only are we giving them $300 billion, you know, that money that Obama untied, we've also done that.
Oh, yeah. All right. And then kind of back to the flock thing, I've looked up the thing in Dayton, and the reason that they were, they disabled the flock cameras in Dayton was that following the discovery that the system's data sharing network was used to conduct thousands of immigration-related searches in violation of city policies. So they promised not to use certain things, and as you know, our administration, or as we said before, you know, our administration or the police say, well, come on down, we'll show you everything we've got, you know, but are they telling the truth? You know, that's the whole thing.
Well, that's
you know, we're just supposed to believe, I guess, they're telling the truth. And as one of your callers said, you know, we keep going back to the, you know, in a public space, we have no expectation of privacy. I agree with that 100%. So I'm kind of confused why there's such a push to, you know, accept that on the citizens of the United States, but yet we need to have camera and listening systems in every mayor's office, mayor's chambers, whatever, all of that, city council, all of those things. Those are public conversations. Those are conversations that are covered under sunshine laws. My point is, you know, is there something good about the flock because it can catch criminals? Absolutely. You know, what is one of the biggest problems we have with politicians historically? They're corrupt. So many of them are corrupt. So if we had, you know, these, again, the expectation of privacy for a public servant in a public building, really?
I agree. And by the way, I just want to get this in on Iran as well, because I think people should know about this, not because it's a 14-point plan, but all the sanctions and restrictions that we've put on them in the last 48 years will all be lifted in this plan. No sanctions, no restrictions.
And then on top of that, you had the disruption to the Strait of Hormuz and all of that. I mean, has this president, truthfully, if somebody can live, that's what gets me about so many people in the trumpets, is that they'll look you in the eye and do these talking points, and as you know for a fact that their lives are far worse under this man, but they won't admit it. They won't accept it because they just can't. I mean, it's like so many women today in our society that get with all of these turd men that don't function, that don't work, that won't work. It's ridiculous. You know, I mean, our country, we need to bring back the manufacturing. We need to do all that. But our character of the people, of the workforce, and our people in general has slid so far, we're lazy. We're lazy. We don't want to function. We blame everybody for our actions. We want the government to take care of us and feed us and this, that, and the other. I don't want any of that. I thought Republicans were all about small government. Seems like they want a lot of control.
Well, it's an interesting point. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
All right, phone lines are open. By the way, you can call in anytime, 740-383-9944. How do you feel about that part of it, Matt? All sanctions and restrictions that have been there since 1970,
good.
Gone.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, good. Well,
I think we should lift all the restrictions on Cuba also while we're at it.
I mean, Cuba's a different story.
And then I think we should give Cuba back Guantanamo Bay.
I think you don't understand the ties that we have to Israel. And that's why Israel is incredibly
upset. Yeah, but Israel's not the United States. I don't care about
No,
Israel,
but we're going to be back in this. You want to spend another gazillion dollars? Because as soon as they attack Israel...
I looked it up. 132.
Oh, and by the way, I just want to say I'm vindicated. Because back in the beginning of this, it was, oh, Israel's the powerhouse. Nothing's going to do... Oh, they have the metal dome and all this.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Well, guess what? They're scared to death now because Iran's got some money. Iran's got no sanctions. They've got no restrictions.
That dome worked pretty well. You know, how many bombs hit the ground in Iran? You know how many bombs hit the ground in Israel?
You know how many,
it was pretty effective.
Do you know how many restrictions and sanctions and no nuclear weapons Iran had prior to this? Doubled the size of the country.
Problem.
What's their problem?
Yeah, it's their problem.
Which will be our problem because we defend Israel all the time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I had to get in on Obama. They're sold out. You like to hear those words when you run a go to something that is sold out. That's a pretty good thing, wasn't it? And how about Obama Center there?
Oh.
Instead of having a big ballroom floor, he's going to have a big basketball court. I loved it. I loved seeing him on there. Old gray-haired guy now, and still likes to play basketball. Maybe, I don't know if he quit smoking or not, and have a smoke and pull the tab down on a draft beer. Now, that's my kind of guy right there.
Hey, there you go. Thank you.
I loved basketball in my athletic career. That was one of my favorite sports, basketball.
Hey, did you like seeing the Knicks win?
Oh, man, that's something else, you know. Whoever wants to win, they're going to have to prove it, and they sure proved it, and they had a hell of a crowd behind them, I'll tell you that. But you know what? The basketball, you got to put it through the hoop, and that's pretty good. Golf, you know, you got to cut it down the hole. Everything's got a venue of winning, but we're winning right now, having a heck of a outcome on your 2-hour show coming up.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, keep on calling, 740-383-9944. But the point is, again, Israel's angry. The Republicans are angry because they're going into an election, and the Democrats certainly aren't happy with this. Here we go.
Iran did commit to no nuclear weapons, but it's not like...
There's no rule. There's no inspection. Nothing.
Yeah, but they're going to have a separate round of talks to determine to quote unquote determine the fate of the enriched uranium stocks.
Right, but why would you give them $300 billion before you would do that?
To end the war.
We got the upper hand, right?
We did.
Did we?
I mean, we destroyed, you know,
what? Okay, now,
over a quarter of the military.
Explain to me,
good.
Lifting all sanctions and restrictions, which have been there since the 70s, and then saying, but we're going to talk about your nuclear weapons.
Well, I don't think it's like, I don't think the deal is like great. I mean, you know, I just, you know.
There's nothing in there about the obliteration of their nuclear program. And I guarantee you,
well,
after Iran
never,
was attacked, they will never agree to that. They will never, never agree to that.
I think
go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that's our great deal maker for us. And have you seen the view of the Wars of Tomorrow Monument lately? It is fantastic. Check it out.
It is peeling. I saw that. Yeah. Well, what can you do?
People have been trying to tell people for years about that clown. Everything he touches goes haywire. He can't even succeed in a casino where the odds are built for you to, for the house to win.
Well, there you are. Well, thank you.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It's an unbelievable deal, to be honest with you. When I read it, I thought... What? In what way does this favor us? In what way?
The Strait of Hormuz opens back up.
Yeah, but because we gave them $300 billion,
we could start doing trade with Iran.
And they're still even saying we're still going to charge you tolls. And the Trump administration said no, there's going to be no tolls. Well, Iran came right out and said, oh, there's going to be tolls. I don't understand any of this.
I don't know. They let ships through the Strait of Hormuz, so...
Why would you give what was self-identified back in February as the worst people in the world who hated us the most $300 billion?
Well, they're not the worst people in the world, and they probably...
The most dangerous.
They might hate us the most.
They fund more terrorism in the world than anybody.
We fund a lot of terrorism, too.
Well, again, that... That's your internet. Go ahead. I understand what you like to say, but we go. Let's go to the calls. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
We're having a live one here this morning.
Well, I've been a little laid up. I had a little knee surgery, so I've been leaving the last 10 days or so. I've been leaving in your charge. I turned it on this morning, and I thought this was local news, not national news. I know. But I thought it sounded like it on there.
I know. Well, we started local and we drifted national for a moment. Do you have something to say about the local stuff?
Well, I haven't. See, I had this knee done, and it does kind of slow you down. But anyway, I listened to just part of it. And I thought, oh, what's this shit about the dumpsters? And we're back to the cameras. And then I thought, well, now maybe I've got national news on.
No,
I don't have old Scott on there.
No, that's the local stuff, dumpsters and cameras. We're back to it.
Isn't that just pathetic? You know something? What's wrong with nobody learned? You just do what's right.
Well, you
know. Not to sidestep and try to change the rules and the regulations. Just do what is right. And don't think, well, nobody will notice. Well, they do notice.
So let me ask you the question, and I hope the knee's healing okay.
Pardon me?
Is the knee healing okay?
Yeah, but when you're 83 years old, they don't snap back quite as quick. I've been in the hospital 2 days.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, but then you have to try to make these mechanisms work back, you know, and it's easier to just sit in the chair, and then the first thing you know, you whatever.
Put your feet up and listen to this program.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to put your feet up. You're supposed to keep doing the exercise.
That's right. Keep doing what you were doing. But, no, the dumpster thing is interesting. So when they were found out that these dumpsters for $50 were going to people's houses, even though they were not advertising that to the public, do you believe that program was really ever available to the public, even though that's what they said?
You know, after 2.5 years, you would think that you wouldn't drink a glass of water unless you double-checked. If you was doing what you're supposed to do. You know, because it looks like they just walk in the pits and then they try to back their way out. But if you ever listen to national news and listen to local news, it ain't pretty, just bigger numbers. But it's pretty much all, nobody is doing what is right, and they think every one of them, from the big boy upstairs, everybody thinks, no, nobody knows. Well, good grief, years ago when everybody didn't have a camera on their shoulder, people noticed. And now, and then I heard just bits and pieces of the Cardington deal. What's that?
Well, it wasn't this past Sunday, but 2 Sundays ago, the valedictorian at Harding apparently submitted his speech. And the school did not like a lot of the portions of his speech, so they said you can't say certain things. And the
Cardington,
yeah,
or Harding,
Cardington.
Okay.
And the valedictorian did agree to that. And let me get it here because the line's important. At the end of his speech, after he was done giving the speech, and he did not put any of the stuff back in that.
They said he couldn't.
He said he couldn't. But at the end of his speech, he did add this. The line he added, here it was, he goes, "I apologize if my speech seems watered down. There's a lot more I would like to say at Cardington. Freedom of speech does not apply to valedictorian speeches." And then the principal got up and kind of shoved the kid out of the way of the microphone, and that got people angry.
Now, can you imagine, now you're a lot younger than me, Scott, but can you imagine that happening when you graduated? And God knows it wouldn't have ever happened when I graduated.
No, I don't know what the principal was doing. I don't know why he shoved the kid. Once the kid said what he said, it's out of the bag anyway. You can't put it back in.
Because I heard that, and I said, I'm sitting here by myself, and I said, Scott, you have just let things go to rack and ruin since I've been laid up here.
I know. It's all went downhill in the last 2 weeks. The whole place is coming apart.
I had more control over the goings-on than I thought I did. But you listen to that, and you just want to turn it all off and live in your own little world. What's the deal with the dumpsters? And are we not going to have recycling in 2 weeks?
Yes, we will not have recycling in 2 weeks. That's a guarantee.
But we can do these dumpsters that nobody knows nothing about.
Well, now that people know about them, apparently that program is stopped until they can raise the price and change it.
Boy, I tell you, I wouldn't want to be in office because I'm, well, I'm just not that shady. And you have to be kind of shady to keep up with all that.
But
and,
you know what? But you know what? They stand, and listen, Mr. Cowell's a good man. The mayor was not there on Monday. He got up and said that. With a straight face, as if people were going to take that as a logical answer, that this program truly has been available for $50 for 2.5 years, but we never advertised it, and it was never posted anywhere, and now that you know about it, well, we can't do that anymore, so now it's going to be, we're going to have to raise the price and change the rules, and but that's just because of the times.
So, where was the dumpsters put?
Good question. No, the nobody's even telling us exactly when the program started.
Well, where did they put them at? In the mayor's front yard or where?
A lot of city employees got them. Let's put it that way.
But see, that's just wrong. That's just wrong.
I don't think they think it is.
Well, but I'm stupid and I'm old and so forth. But it's, and when you have to speak about it, it makes it wrong.
Well, I just couldn't figure out, because I said Mr. Cowell is a good man, but when he got up on Monday and said he didn't know when the program started, I thought, how hard is it to go figure out when the first dumpster was delivered or when the first money was collected?
Now, how long has this been going on?
Well, that's another question. Now, he got up Monday and said that he wasn't sure because I don't know if there aren't any records, but he said what he thought was 3 to 3.5 years. Now, isn't that interesting that that would just predate Collins becoming mayor?
Well, I tell you now, it's hard for an old woman to keep all this straight.
It's hard for us to keep it straight.
Well, because like I said, if everybody would just do what's right and not try to sneak something under the gate, then we would all understand. But and maybe they think they're doing everything's doing right. But you listen to this, and then you listen to the big boy up there in the White House, and by God, there ain't much difference.
Well, at least Iran has doubled their size thanks to the good old United States.
Well, we'll see what the news has next week.
Yeah, we'll see if it changes any from day to day. And who knows, Monday night, maybe we'll learn more about the dumpsters.
Well, I'm not going to be able to attend. You see, I'm a little laid up, but anyways, and I haven't even listened to it for this period. I think I had this done the ninth, and so I haven't even been able to listen to it and so forth. But I turned that puppy on this morning. I thought, my God, Scott.
It's all well, I'll tell you what, we're going to break here, but we're on for another 3 hours this morning, so stay with us.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll be back right after this.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, he's never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States.